Here's a little ditty about a cat. It's a black cat who loves mystery and astrology like you and me. It's black cats and the zodiac.
Oh, welcome back to the thrilling episode of Black Cats and the Zodiac. This is your host, of course, Rachel. I don't know who else would be here. No one else is broadcasting this, hopefully. I have some exciting news. So as of a couple weeks ago, I think, maybe not a couple weeks, maybe like last week or the week before, I became a certified tarot card reader. Your girl is still learning, but like at least I can do it in practice, so I'm pretty excited about it. I've got new cheat sheets because a bitch likes to study. A bitch wants to know what she's doing, you know what I mean. I'm going to compare that with my little guide that I had that I bought in Salem, Massachusetts when I went there in 2019. And I am one test away from becoming a certified astrologer. Turns out I'm an advanced astrologer. That's the class I bought. I made a joke about it in the shower because I was thinking about broadcasting. I was thinking about this episode, and it's like I'm somewhat of an advanced astrologer myself. You know the meme? If you don't, you don't. But if you do, you do. And then there's this new thing on TikTok, and it's like, where's it? How's it go? Oh my god. I forgot. It'll come to me later on, and I'll probably just blur it out something crazy. So let me get to these announcements. I purposefully waited for today to do this episode because Mercury is now in retrograde. It's going to be in retrograde from April 1st to the 25th. The shadow period was from like March 18th to May 13th. So watch out for that. I think it's like 3 weeks before and 3 weeks after-ish. So if you've noticed that like communication's been kind of crazy because Mercury's the planet of communication, transportation. Transportation's been kind of weird. Or like there's been like weird circumstances. Like for example, this doctor that I work with, she was traveling and she was supposed to be on her plane last night, but she didn't get in until this morning because her flight was delayed, and she just didn't get any sleep, and she came in and performed because she's a fucking beast. But it was kind of like very retrograde coded. It was kind of interesting, but like I didn't say anything because, like, you know, science. But also I'm trying to be like a low key at my job because I don't want everyone finding out I have a podcast and listening to it and all the absurd shit that I fucking say. They don't need to know me like that yet. I just started this job. I like it. XD. Mercury's retrograde in Aries, so there's like a sense of like needing to remain calm because, you know, Aries the hothead, very impulsive kind of energy. And it's supposed to bring confusion to how we pursue our passions, goals, and endeavors. Because, like, Aries is, like, the go-getter. They're starting things off. There's, like, they're the fool in tarot. Basically, they kind of just, are they? One second. No, the emperor is Aries, who is like, just getting shit done. But I feel like the fool has some Aries energy where it's just kind of, like, just going off and just, it's like a spark and... Aries starts off the zodiac as the baby, the child, and I feel like that's just like the spark of everything before it grows into what it is, because Pisces is like the old man. It's like death at death's door, just looking back at his life. I'm like, oh man, all these things that I've done is kind of a culmination of all the zodiac signs is what has been described as. I feel like I'm being quiet, but I feel like I'm also being loud. I don't know. I'll listen. We will listen back. It's only me and my personalities. But yeah, so I need my water over here. So depending on where Aries is in your chart and what house it falls in, it's how it's going to kind of manifest for you. And maybe like some caution needs to be taken or some longer time needs to be put in order to do things. And just be patient with yourself and others. Mine has like a little bit of influence in the first house because, you know, my intercepted Pisces just hanging in there. But mostly the energy is felt in my second house, and that's my money house. That's the money that I bring into me. So that, because, like, you know, the eighth house is what, is how you receive money. The, and as from receiving from others. And so it is kind of like a materialistic attitude when it's in the second house, because, you know, the second house is the money house, my honey house. So it brings like a materialistic attitude of income, money, overall financial attitude. This is kind of what the second house means. And it has like the, it showcases like whatever sign it falls in, mine Aries. It showcases like the ability to budget, save, or invest, like possessions versus earning potential. And I will say I'm very impulsive when it comes to my money, which is silly as a Capricorn. Like I can save for days. But, like, let me have a bad day, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I need this for the house. I am $200 invested in a new bathroom set with a mirror and with a new fucking soup. Because I'm like, okay, I'm hungry now, too. What else can I get? So, like, that's just me, but I'm also a go-getter. I will go out and make my money. And with my Sagittarius and, or sorry, with my Mars and Mercury in Sagittarius, my 10th house, basically whatever I do and put my whole fucking self into, it's gonna work out. It always does. So that's me and my money. Like, I just gotta go get it, basically. So yeah. And this today is going to be the forecast, tarot forecast for April. Sorry, I was like, what month am I in? Oh yeah, there's also an eclipse in Aries on the 8th. It's Aries is also in the North Node. Sorry, I wrote some stuff down this time, and I'm throwing myself off because everything's down. So yeah, there's an eclipse in Aries on April 8th, and Aries is in the North, or the North Node is in Aries also, as is Chiron, I want to say. I think Chiron's still retrograde. It's been retrograde for a while. For a while. oh, my eyeball. Sorry. There's something stabbing me in my fucking eyeball. And so, with the eclipses, I had to look up what they actually mean, because, like, I hear a lot of different things, like, on the internet and TikTok and everything, you know, where you do your research. And basically, eclipses are a lot of, but I feel like the way the moon goes is, but there is, like, a sense of reflection, introspection, and self-care. But then also, like, a sense of releasing and letting go of what's not, working for you. And, like, kind of going back to the drawing board. It's kind of what this is encapsulating, which I find to be interesting because it's Aries. And Aries is like, I'm doing, but I guess it is like a sort of a pause before the dive. Because, like, you're in there, you're struggling, and then, you know, you get a chance to pause, and you kind of just try something different. So I guess that's the energy of this eclipse. It's like a stay calm, because I guess it could feel like you're drowning, because, like, that's a lot of energy in the universe right now. But just stay calm, take baby steps. Like, for example, that's what I'm doing, because I meant to do all this stuff in March, because I finished my other things in February, and I had one thing to do in March that was already taken care of, and then I needed to, like, do all these other things, like what I'm doing now, but I didn't, and I couldn't, because I didn't have the energy, so I'm a little late, but I'm taking baby steps. Like, as long as I do it all on a daily basis, then it's all going to get done when I want it to get done. I can't just cram like I do at the end of the month and being like, oh, this is it, because I'm looking towards my future and I want to do a good job so that I know the information that I know. It's like when I was in dental assisting school, I looked up the answers, found the answers and put them on my test. And I just made sure that I was very comfortable with what I was doing, what I knew. And then when I went on to work, I made sure I paid attention to everything so that I could learn it by the second time at least. Like, and then now my instincts are so good that I can work with almost any doctor, depending on if I'm hungover or not. Which isn't a good look. I'll say that. But it happened like a couple weeks ago. And I was fucking awful. I felt so fucking bad. Because it wasn't the doctor's fault, but they were so nice. Oh, goodness. That's not happening again. Anyway. So then I'm going to close this door. It's cold. Or I'm going to turn on a heated blanket. That's great. I'm in the living room. And I have a heated blanket. So then we're going to just go ahead and just dive right into it. Fuck yeah, dude. I have a funny thing before I'm gonna get into like the April forecast, because I just did an April forecast on like a couple weeks ago, I guess last week, didn't I? Just to kind of get started so I can kind of like get an idea of what this month is gonna kind of look like here. And so I pulled a Nine of Cups as like the general kind of reading, the Wheel of Fortune, King of Pentacles, and Ten of Cups. And then my little deck for clarification was like the Three of Wands, the Four of Wands, but it was reversed. The Queen of Swords and the Two of Swords. Then I had an affirmation card of the Cup. And so my general kind of feel for it was that I should enjoy what I've done because I've done well, but there's a lot of work to do. Obviously, I'm closing out of a cycle. There's a new chapter, but my work is paying off because of all my knowledge that I have. I have a good foundation because of like all my knowledge. I need to like congratulate myself as I move forward. But I don't forget the lessons that I've learned, because I've learned a lot from the past. And there's possibly something looming. I think that's just my finances at this point. But because of like, you know, Mercury being retrograde in Aries in my second house, so I need to just be careful of that, and remain calm, logical, and rely on my knowledge. Something's hitting. Yeah, I still got the feeling that something was hiding in the shadows. It was like, be cautious, be ready to like reevaluate in order to move forward, kind of a thing. But like, make sure I'm nurturing myself and putting myself first, or at least practicing good self-care. So after this, I'm gonna start whitening my teeth, because that's a big thing I do. And I need to do something with my hair. I'm thinking about dyeing it, because I've got like about an inch or two and a half inches of new growth. And it's not bad, it's really good, because it's like thick, and I'm like, oh, okay, girl, I can get it. What am I doing? Perfect. And I consider that a huge win, because my hair does not usually grow that fast. But I have been using that rosemary oil on my hair and just kind of massaging it in. And I've discovered jojoba oil as well. I need some tea tree oil and some beeswax, and I can make fucking some good ass fucking shit. Some fucking, what is it? Chapstick, probably. Sorry, I'm shuffling. Every day I'm shuffling. Just kidding. But yeah, I've just been a natural girly, so like, I'm really hesitant to straighten my hair with chemicals. But like, something needs to be done, because like, I just like, I don't want to pull my hair out by like trying to untangle it, and I just don't know what to use as a natural untangler. But I used some apple cider vinegar on it on Saturday, and that really took out a lot of the, you know, the buildup of oils and washed that, rinsed that out. Then I put in some conditioner that I used, but my hair was softer before just using the apple cider vinegar than it was after I used the conditioner. Like, it did nothing to it. So now I need a conditioner substitute that strengthens my hair, and maybe I should just put oil in it. I don't know. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I really couldn't stop myself from coughing, but I didn't mean to do that into the mic. But I've just had like a little tickle going on. Alrighty, so I'm gonna do. I want to try a different spread now that I've got better resources. I want to try a different spread. But I feel like also I'll just keep what I'm doing because I don't know any better quite yet. Like, the test was super kind of easy, and it was a lot of things like I knew already, so I didn't have to like look up anything or check my resources. Like, I did the class, but it was really good. And I'm really excited about it. Moisturizable spread. Oh, okay. I see what I've done. I've printed it twice. So I'm just gonna do this Celtic cross spread here, like usual. Sweet dill. So let me get my other thing out. Oh, okay. So this is slightly different. Okay, so I'm gonna go off my new resource because my old resource is like something doesn't put is not me centered, you know? It doesn't like center me as the tarot card reader, you know? Whereas the other one does, because I'm reading for myself, but you guys are here as well. So, like, if it pertains to you and something you're going through, maybe it pertains to you and something you're going through. We're going through the same thing, bestie. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm just, you know, being selfish and doing this for me. You guys listen to me because I'm doing things for me. So, you guys still listen to me and talk about my silly life. Okay, shit. All right. So, the first card's down. I just flipped it. And it's the Emperor. And that represents my current state of being. So, the Emperor, it's number 4. It's a major arcana. And it's just a person who's got all their shit together, basically. But let me... Yeah, they've got all their shit together. They're handling their business, which I feel like I'm doing. Represents the current and your current state of being. I need my sticky note really quickly. Alrighty. Current state of being. So I'm going to go down to my major arcana here. Okay. Because everything is everything, as we know. Astrology and tarot, number 4. So, yeah, no, I'm pretty excited. So, yeah, structure, stability, rules, and power. The more enlightenment and cosmic perspective this energy brings, the better life is for all. The Emperor archetype masters the world of matter and physical manifestation. So, I am manifesting. I just said it. I'm just manifesting everything. When you apply this card to your situation, acknowledge your potential for mastery, reinforce a sense of sovereignty within yourself, despite any self-limiting beliefs, habits, or appearances to the contrary. That's actually really good information. Because, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago, I was meditating at the top of my yoga mat, and for the first time, I saw myself as the queen. I was on my throne, just hanging out. And it was the first time it's ever happened to me. Like, I've just mastered of my world, and it was dark. And the throne was kind of stone. Like, it'd been there for a while. There weren't any spider webs. But I was just chilling, just swinging my little baby legs, just hanging out. And then I was, you know, before the breakup, I was hanging out at the ex-boy's house. And the past ex-boy I liked just now. And I was doing yoga on my mat, and I stretched, and I had this voice in my head say, like, welcome back. Like, I was coming back to myself, and that was nice. So it's interesting how me moving my body and doing things that I like and enjoy kind of brings me back to self. I find that to be interesting. So, yeah. So that's the current state of being. I'm just kind of mastering my elements as I see here and sit here and look at my tarot, my astrology books and writings, my podcasting. All right, so then it's going to be crossed with the six of pentacles, I can't count. And that supposes or influences me. So the six of pentacles, that's the kind of, it looks like a card of balance. Like, he's giving out to the needy, but he's also kind of like, you're keeping a lot for himself. It's like giving a, he's being stingy, let's be honest. A little stingy there. Let me look. You're like, you're certified, but like, you still have to look it up. So maybe my impulsiveness and lack of care with money is going to be a factor for me. Yeah, making it hard with your money. The amount that comes in and the amount that flows out are in balance, and you are thankful for what you have without being grasping of it, and happy to share with others in need. This card is also about charity. You may either be the wealthy man's card, giving away his wealth, or the beggars gratefully receiving that the man has to offer. Okay. So to me, it feels like I just need to pay, that's because that's in the challenging position, or influencing. So I'm very money motivated, so I need to be better about my money to save, is what I'm kind of getting out of this card. Yeah. Because I feel more like a beggar. I'm just like begging for scraps. Even though I'm working hard for money, I am spending it as far as, as quickly as I'm getting it. And what I'm spending it on are actually bills and important things, because I just bought new brakes and tires. But it's things that I haven't been able to take care of for myself that I'm now able to take care of for myself. So I guess it's more of a positive than it is a negative. Will you consider it like that? Sorry. Because of, yeah, because I wasn't able to take care of myself prior, and I was just, like, stressed out all the time. So, because, like, if something went broke down, or if I couldn't get to work, like, that's it for me. And before my, I thought my brakes were going to fucking go out, I took the Max to and from work, and when I had to work in a fucking Rockwood, or, I didn't need to tell you that stuff, in a place. And I took an Uber to and from, well, no, yeah, I did, and it turned out fine. So, but like, it's still, you know, oh, it's good that I can take care of myself. What am I talking about? See, I'm hard on myself, but like, it's good that I'm able to take care of myself now. Isn't that funny? So the third card is the Page of Swords, and that's the foundation addresses the origin of your question. So the origin of my question, the Page of Swords, there. And that's going to be a court card. So the Page of Swords, it's something being brought in. So, and that swords are communication. So, I want to say maybe a lack of communication, as I want to say, mentally unstable or intellectually immature, impulsivity. Okay. The Page of Swords reflects an abundance of energy, passion, and enthusiasm. You cannot wait to get started on a new project or an idea, and to share that with others. You start all new projects, adventures, and journeys with a huge amount of energy and excitement. The challenge, however, is whether you can keep it up. As with all pages, the beginning always looks promising, but sometimes Okay, something else is needed in order to maintain the pace. Okay. So, the challenge, the foundation is just the origin of your question. So, I just lose fucking focus and motivation. So, okay, so yeah. So there is, well, I'm going to look over here too. Because these numbers are different. The Celtics pride. Because with this one, I just pulled this card and it went above my fucking cross. Whereas in the old one, the card number 3 is still the foundation of the situation, but it went under. I don't know if that really matters. Yeah, I don't know if that really matters. Because the other thing that I used to use, it kind of did like a clockwise motion. It was like 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then you built the staff. This one goes 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 9, and then the staff gets built, and it's kind of silly. I think. I wonder if there's, like, a significance to it. But, okay, so, yeah, that is the foundation of the situation, is that I lack energy, or I lack motivation, and I'm impulsive. So, it's like, is this going to be just something I start and never finish? But I've been noticing that the things that I need to do, or the things that stress me out, are things that I need to do, and the things that I lose motivation of, and I can't just give up on this, because, like, I don't want to keep doing the same thing forever and ever. Like, that's insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. So that's my challenge to myself, to not give up on all of this, because, like, my podcast is good, my business license I need to renew, that's good. These are the next steps. And I'm a third of the way there. It's only 6 things. You know? It's only 6 things. Excuse me. Alright. Next card here is 4. And that's the Magician. It's manifesting. So the 4 is the recent past represents past events and concerns. So I guess my question is, have I been manifesting the right things? Have I been manifesting these things in general, really? Or has it just been, like, things that I think that I'm doing, but I feel like when I manifest things, it comes with action. It's a token of the freedom we have in modern times to declare our spiritual politics without fear of reprisal. The older cards were never so explicit about what the Magician was doing. It's best to keep your imagination open with this card. Which those are, okay. That's so funny. Action, the power to manifest. The way that I describe it is basically, it's however you want it to be, which is, in a point, manifesting in general, because it's different for everyone. That's kind of hilarious. That's kind of hilarious. Oh my god, we should have, like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards as tarot cards. That would be kind of fun. So yeah, it's just kind of like, yeah, it's just my manifesting. So what have I manifested recently? A lot. The job, the financial ability to, like, take care of myself, and I've done all of that by just doing it and going for it and listening and asking questions. I am in action with manifesting. Right, Zandy? He's over here just watching me and praying not to sleep. Alright, and the Queen of Wands comes out, the crown on. Oh, okay, that's funny. The crown addresses issues that are significant in the present or may come to pass in the future. This card foretells future events which you may or may not occur. depending upon how you respond to the present situation. So if the present situation is just me being my emperor self, I just put the Queen of Wands, which is the future position there, or the present confusion. Okay, it's in the position of the... So this is where it differs. So I just pulled a future card. And this card is in the position of the future. But in the other way I did it, it would be in the position of the present. So I'm going to lead with this and let it be. Because I'm getting used to its new system. So... with the Queen of Wands in the future position, that's confident, focused, and has a zest for life. So, like, confidently keep going forward and keeping that motivation, because it's fire, energy, and Swords is air. So, am I just full of hot air? Well, that turns into fire eventually, you know, and it blazes through, and the air acts upon the fire, you know, because we went over that in my tarot basics. The air acts upon them because they're both active, they both move things. So the air acts upon the fire, and the fires grow stronger. You know what I'm saying? And that's the Queen of Wands, and it can say you are strong, independent, and able to take care of yourself and sustain your own creative vision. Like I was just saying, even in the face of adversity, you know what you want and how to get it, and you are masterful and engaging with others to achieve your goals. You are talented at staying fiercely determined and focused on your own goals whilst being friendly and optimistic with those around you. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. See, I don't plan on dating again for a while, if like ever. Because it's just a distraction for me when I could be doing so many other things. Like, this is the time for building. Remember, I'm working with my Mars return. Which is, like, it's out of Sagittarius now. But it was, and it goes back in there every 2 years or 18 months or so. And so I'm working within, because, like, the last past 2 years were fucking dumb. They were the hardest years of my life. So I'm making the rest of my life easier by building now. This is my 9th perfection year. And next year is my 10th perfection year. And that's my career. This is just learning. So I'm doing the most learning that I can with something that I think is fun. And it's fun for me to do. And I enjoy it. So that's where I'm coming from. And that's where I'm not willing to deter from. You know what I'm trying to say. Oh yeah, and then the Fool comes out. That's so funny. So that's 3 major arcana and 3 minor arcana. That's cool. And then that comes out. Oh, okay, so they're saying that the 5th card, because this is the future, depicts which lies ahead. So it's, the Fool's a new beginning. Like, I'm just going to begin anew. Duh. I keep saying that. Yeah, it's new beginnings, optimism, trust in life, and I do have trust in myself. I have trust in where I'm going and the direction that I'm trying to go. Continue going. So, a Fool reminds us to recognize the path of personal development within ourselves and the stage upon that with that path where we find ourselves in order to energize our movement toward deeper realization. Yeah, so I'm doing well is what I'm beginning to think. This is a new beginning for me. I have not worked this hard for something in a while, I'd say. Excuse me. It's my bedtime. I'm going to set my clock for 5. Tomorrow, and then we'll probably snooze it a couple times. Alright, we're going to begin on the bottom of the staff. Ooh, it's a death card again. He likes it there, the bottom of the staff. Emotion signifies the current state of your emotional self. So I am, like, putting... it's a new chapter. Like I just said, you know. Where the fuck was I? over here. Judgment. High Priestess, Emperor. Sorry, I'm working. 13. Just funny. Death. End of something, change the permeability of all things. So yeah, it's just I keep talking about this new chapter and this new kind of headspace that I'm in, this manifesting headspace, and how I need to stick to the path I'm going. It's just new beginnings and ending of chapters. That's what I'm getting. New beginnings and ending of chapters going forward. Because like the death, the horse, it's still going forward. You know? And there's going forward, and you can see like the sun setting or rising in the back. You know? So sure, it's going to be hard and difficult, but I'm going to fucking still do it. And it's going to be fucking awesome. Because who knows what that sunshine is on the horizon. Except me when I get there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Alright, moving up I forget what it's called. And then we've got the Page of Wands. So, two pages, huh? And that is in the external forces represents the influence of others in your life as well as trends in your relationships with others. So, with the Page of Wands, maybe that's just inspiration. Maybe they're offering their own inspiration to me. Because, like, that's cool. Instead of, like, fucking zapping all my fucking energy. It'd be cool if, like, they, like, offered information or inspiration. Perfect. It's kind of... Because, like, you know, there starts of something. So it starts with maybe an idea. Newly inspired, excited about life and work. The Page of Wands is similar to the Fool in that he is free spirit who represents change and new beginnings. He has a true passion for life, despite his understandings of this world is not yet fully developed. Because he's a baby. He's a wand. He's fire. He's a spark. He has not yet been weighed down by the burdens of the material world, coming and going as he pleases, and usually encouraging change wherever he goes. He's like the catalyst that inspires change that might be impossible in any other situation. So I find it cool that is on top of the death card. Because that is the ending of something, but then the spark of something new. That's the inspiration behind it. That's literally one door closes and another opens. That's what that is. So that's very cool. April is an interesting month so far. Right, Xanders? I like that you walk right through my stuff. Very cat-like of you. Alright, King of Cups. Oh, that's the Master of Emotions there. That is in the hopes and desires... stands for the hopes and desires you have for the outcome of your question of how was April going to be. It's emotionally satisfying. I like that. It's emotionally satisfying. I'm gonna fall in love with my process. It's gonna be good. This is actually a really good reading. It's like very motivating. It's very uplifting. It's very like, you got this, bitch. You know what I mean? Cups. Where are you? Wands and swords. King of swords. Wands. I'm just making sure that I'm kind of referencing what the King of Cups is. So that, like, I've just been referencing all the cards, if you've not noticed. Because I want to make sure that, like, what I'm kind of saying is, like, on par. Because I like to do it a little bit of like an intuitive, because like I know I have a general understanding of the cards, but like you can never know too much, you know? Yeah. Okay. Possible alcoholism. Impression of deep feelings. Possible alcoholism. See, the cups are fucking weird. Because like it starts off and it's like, oh yeah, everything's cool. Then like it gets real dismal. And then it goes back to like, yeah, everything's cool. And now it's dismal again. King of Cups, like all the court cards in the suit of Cups, represents emotion, creativity, and the unconscious. Like the preceding three court cards, however, the King of Cups just expresses much more restraint in his emotional state. So what I want instead would be the Queen of Cups. Possibly. He is a master of his own feelings and remains in control of his emotions. Let's see, or 10 of cups there. On the contrary, the King of Cups represents the balance between the emotions and the intellect. He is a master of compassion and kindness, and his card often indicates strong bonds in a relationship based on temperance and understanding. So, that's interesting. I wouldn't have expected that. But that's kind of what I was coming from. So, it's like emotional, because I'm doing all the work, I'm going to be pleased with my knowledge and what I've learned is kind of what I was getting, right? Possible alcoholism. That's excessiveness. That's overdoing it. Huh. That's interesting. So it was kind of like a warning a little bit. Just kind of like a, don't take it for granted and don't push yourself too much, because it's easy to do too much. Okay, I'll take it like that. And that's the hopes and desires for the outcome of my question. So don't hope for too much. Okay, and then I've got the Eight of Wands here. And that's the outcome, the ultimate outcome of your question. Remember, the future is not predetermined. Interpret this card in the context of the entire reading. So then, oh yeah, I didn't. On the bottom of the deck, sorry, I have the Four of Pentacles. And that's the kind of the reading. So it's like conscientious of your material possessions. I wanted to say finances, but material possessions came out instead. And that could include like your clothes, your car, because there was someone honking their car outside. So I wonder what that's about. But sorry, going back to the Eight of Wands here, let me look it up really quickly. Because I feel like that's action, that's fire, that's action coming, because it's going out of frame from the, it's going from left to right downwards. So that's coming at you, I want to say. And so it's, you're moving towards action. Page of Wands, Eight of Wands, Nine of Wands. Yeah, speed, things manifesting quickly. So it's all going to happen quickly. So everything's going to happen. Okay, that's what I thought. Because like that's my plan, is to get it done quickly. I want this month to be studious. Not too much, obviously, because I'm going to have some fun too. But it has to be studious. A very focused kind of motion activity. The Eights are all about structure, while the Wands are about raw energy. Thus, the structure of the Eight creates a channel through which the raw energy can flow. You are so sure about your goal that all distractions have been removed. Sorry. You are so focused about your goal that all distractions have been removed, and you can devote yourself to the task with complete concentration, determination, and will. This experience can be very productive, allowing you to accomplish a lot in a short time. So, yeah, those are my goals. That's what I'm doing currently. And I feel like that should be easy peasy enough to do. You know what I mean? I feel like I will be a success. Because as long as I work on it daily, you know, take baby steps, everything should be fine. I feel like it's been a really straightforward reading. So I'm just going to go right to my my affirmation deck here. This is upside down. Oh, that's interesting that it eclipsed at the bottom. I'm going to take that, actually, because there's an eclipse coming. So, I didn't even know that card was in the deck. So, that's actually really interesting. I kind of feel like okay. Because hand and valley. Alright, so I just pulled from the bottom of the deck of my affirmation deck. because I just kind of felt like I should. So Eclipse came out first, and then Hand was behind it, and Valley has the same hand, so I pulled it. Because there are leaves that are similar on both, and then on the Eclipse as well, like it's all part of the same branch, or the same tree. And it's just yeah, actually. So it has like an Eclipse picture on the word on the Eclipse card, and then it has like a tree of some sort with like these leaves, and then the hand has a hand drawn, duh, and then it has like some lines that kind of indicate a sun behind it, but it has like these leaves that look like the same leaves from the tree on the Eclipse card, and then the Valley card has another hand, but on top of the hand you have the same leaves, and then you have like an upside down triangle with like a semicircle of like what could possibly be like a valley with the sun right or in the air. And so I took all three of them. Yeah, what else did it have there? Oh yeah, and then we had Earth, which I didn't take because those leaves are slightly different. Yeah, they're not as pointy, they're withered. Okay, but maybe I should have. Because we have the Earth and then we have the Sun. Mm-hmm. Alright, I'm gonna do it. I took. And then the Sun is actually upside down, which I didn't know I had in here. Yeah, that's the third. Alright, so I guess there's like four. It's one of four upside down cards, which I find to be also interesting. Should I take all of them? No, because I just put them. The last three are just the ones that I pulled last time. I just didn't put them in correctly, because I didn't look at the deck. So I don't know why Sun was upside down, but we're going to do all of them. Alrighty, so we're going to start with the Eclipse, of course. So that's Abandonment, Shadow, Affliction, Failing, Endings. That's kind of what it's like representing, quote unquote. An eclipse blocks out the sun in your life. Which is interesting that I've got the Earth and Sun over here. Something is making it easy to forget how bright your circumstances are. Be it illness, loss, failure, or another tough situation, your pain is overshadowing the lessons you can learn from it. Eclipses may be dark, but they are short-lived. You'll find the positivity creeping back around the edges of this hurt soon. I feel like that's relationships. That's finding, like, a person to love. Oddly. Because, like, with finances, I know if I work hard and like stop spending all my money, it's gonna be there and I can use it constructively. But I feel like that's relationships there for me. And it's not like I'm like hurt and like just like jaded. It's that I haven't found room to have a relationship and work on myself at the same time. And thus I'm choosing myself. Because I need my cup filled too, and I need me. So that's interesting. It's interesting that it says that you'll find the positivity creeping back around the edges of this hurt soon, because I wouldn't think of an eclipse as something hurtful. So that's kind of interesting there. Then I've got Hand. It was DFG. Hand. Potential, intent, invention, self-expression, receptivity, creation. Right now, there's a potential for intense creation and generation. You're itching to use your hands. You mind your ideas, embrace this, and get to work. Your hands are for making. Express yourself in all the ways that you feel right. Trust yourself to create what your mind conjures. Move forward on your projects with purpose and intention. That's the reading. That's generally the reading. That was like a little like from the universe, but the other one's the reading. I like it. I like when the universe kind of like lets you know, you know? All right. Getting back down the valley over here. Sustenance, plenty, stillness, rest, experience, humbleness. A valley is a place of rest. You've trudged to the top of the mountain and down again, and here at the bottom you can find stillness. Valley is about the humbling magic of being on the other side of a long journey. You have the experience, you've reaped the rewards, and you must now allow yourself to pause here in this hollow. There is understanding here, and a wisdom that comes with experience. You are safe here, stay as long as you need. I love that. It's after all this work, or even during the work, like just doing things step by step and not rushing into it and running, I can walk. You know? It's okay to walk. It's gonna get done. I just feel like sometimes when I do tarot readings, it's like I get a hug. You know? That's what I feel like sometimes. Just a nice little fucking hug. Like, we see you, sweetie. You're doing great. Here's a hug. And the Earth card here. Stability, reliability, endurance, unity, reality. Now is the time to buckle down and plant your feet. Approach your life with a realistic view and stay logical. You must be reliable to yourself and others, a stable force, a constant. Staying grounded through this time will help both you and the people around you to move forward and with confidence and strength. I feel like that's work-related. Just do all this, but don't lose yourself in work. Make sure you kind of like mind that P and Q there as well. And I can respect that. Alright, back to the sun here. Oops. Went too far. S-U-S-U. Truth, self-understanding, consciousness, imagination. Sun is an all-encompassing sense of consciousness. Because of this, our mind is clear and bright, and you understand yourself more fully. Pay attention to how this feeling translates to creativity. Also, be aware of who might benefit from your sharing this light and understanding. Shine brightly for yourself and for others, but stay aware and don't let your clarity slip. Make sure to keep the spaces inside of you well lit. I felt that today because I don't always say, like, when I'm in situations, I don't always say what I mean, but I'm always paying attention for the most part. And I always keep my cards close to my chest because you never know, you know? And I like to observe, I like to make things. Sure that I'm correct when I think things. And I had this thought today that it's important that I don't let the opinions that other people carry affect me and how I decide to go through life. Like, for example, say that someone's like, I need to stand up for myself or like make sure people correct things appropriately. In order to do that, they would be like in their face and like not yelling at them, but like being forceful with their speech. Whereas I'm like, hey, this is happening. I tried to do this and that, but it seems like it's not working out. So I would it be okay if like you, if you have time to like do things. So it's like kind of like I'll ask, but kind of like, you know, an understanding, polite kind of way. And it goes a lot further than just kind of being mean, because I feel like you can always be mean once, and you should always wait to be mean until you absolutely have to, until you've exhausted all resources of kindness. Because once you're mean, that's all people will remember. If you're nice and nice and nice, and then you're mean, people will be like, oh, they asked nicely these many times before they got mean. They just lost their patience, and that's not who they are. But if you're mean, 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 and then you're trying to be nice, everyone only knows you as being mean, so they don't take that niceness into consideration. They don't think you're being fake. And they don't trust you. And that's actually a really important lesson that some people need to learn. But no, overall, great fucking reading. We gotta take a picture. Sanders. Cool beans. All right, I'll post it. But thank you. Let me think. Oh yeah, so that is it. I will have another episode for you this weekend, this coming weekend. I love you guys. Make sure you drink your water. Make sure you fucking eat your fucking food. I have a fun little tidbit thingy. After this episode, a little add-on, little outro, because I found a little quibs that Ethan and I made, or at least he made, and I just thought that I would just add it to it because I think it's kind of funny, because I just found it and I forgot what it was. Anyway, but yeah, I love you and have a good evening, or morning, or afternoon. Bye.
There is a banana in my pocket and reminds me of my father.